Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics, our look at national and local politics. I'm Beatrice Costa-Lima. This week, we take a look at a revenue stream for county jails, inmate phone calls. Boone County began reviewing proposals this week for a new company to contract with. Some have criticized the current system, which allows some jails to make a profit off of inmates and their families who are often poor. But Boone isn't the only county that makes a profit off of inmate phone calls. KBIA's Michelle Stoddard has more.
You have a collect call. To accept this call with a debit or credit card, press 1 or...
Jail can be a lonely place, and Brittany White didn't want her husband to feel alone while he served time away from their Eldon home. So she called him twice a day.
His phone time is more expensive than, like, my insurance on my car. Sometimes I've had to get a loan just to pay for it because I'm only working part-time. Well, I didn't pay one of my bills so he could have phone time because it's so expensive.
Jails all over Missouri, like the one White's husband was in, contract with private companies to provide phone services for inmates. In return, the jail gets a cut of the phone charges. In just 5 months this year, Boone County took in more than $37,000 from inmate phone calls. Cole County has taken in more than $85,000 in the last 9 months. Gary Oxenhandler, a retired judge who studies the Boone County Jail, has seen even higher profit.
It's almost no less than $50,000 a year that the county's making on this.
Boone County currently has a contract with a private phone company called Securus. The county gets 53% of the revenue from collect calls and 35% of the revenue from prepaid calls. Oxenhandler knows how this creates revenue in the current contract.
The one that we're under right now specifically provided that the agreement with the phone company was to generate maximum revenue for the county. So on a $15 call, the actual charge that the phone company is making is $7.05. The remaining money is profit that the county is making.
The Boone County Sheriff's Department declined to comment. Northern Boone County Commissioner Janet Thompson says that currently, revenue from the calls go into the county's general fund. Some counties do different things with the revenue from inmate calls. Callaway County Jail Administrator Robert Harrison says the funds go towards inmate needs.
In any of the profits that we do make, it goes into a inmate fund. Anything that the inmate needs, like their clothing and some safety and security measures, does get out of that.
Some don't think county jails should be using their inmates' phone calls to generate revenue. Alex Kaistura, the legal director at the Prison Policy Initiative, has studied the high phone rates around the nation.
That's really, again, something that should be funded by taxpayers, because as a society, if we decide we want to have the world's highest incarceration rates, we ought to pay for it.
So family members like Brittany White continue to pay the price. White's husband has been transferred from a county jail to a state prison, but still relies on her phone calls.
If he doesn't get to talk to me, he feels lost. And that's why I try to keep up on his phone time. Like, I go without, so he can have it.
Boone County began reviewing bids for a new phone contract this week. Thompson says the county is looking for a contract that keeps prices as low as possible for inmates while still covering the operating cost of the phone system. With producers Alex Lee, Dee Pan, and Megan Liz Smith, I'm Michelle Stoddard, KBIA News.
To learn more about the contract changes Boone County is considering, visit kbia.org. That's it for this week. I'm Beatrice Costa-Lima. Thanks for listening.